Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
Welcome to Rock the Flock for the week of Sunday, July 27th, 2025. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. What is Rock the Flock? I'm scripted to say this, but I go off script all the time. So it's simply the show. It is the show because it is lined up, it is stacked up with Christian independent artists where they have a home now to share their music, to share their testimony, and to blow you away with what God is doing in their life. And as I pray every day, Lord, send who you want this week, whether it's booked this week or booked 4 months in advance. God, there's a purpose. I want that purpose to be done on the show. And this week, I've been waiting for this interview because this young child of God has the spirit of spunk. And I've used that for one other person on this show, but she does. You will get to see all of that. You'll get to see the joy that is all about her. Miss Allison Idy, how are you doing?
I'm doing so good. Greg, how are you?
Well, I'm thankful to have you on the show all the way from
Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Oh, that's further than I thought.
I know. It's very much in the north. I am a classic Minnesotan and no one can change that.
See, I thought you were in California, but now, see, I even said it last week on the show. I have to get a map of the United States and start putting pins where everybody's from because we're going to fill the states up really quick. Well, thank you again. We're going to get into, I kind of cheated and gave you the first answer. We're going to get into our next segment, but I'm excited. I know our listeners will be excited to hear what God has been doing and what he is doing in your life. So we'll be right back with Miss Allison Idy right here on Rock the Flock. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Joining me this week from the state of Minnesota, Miss Allison Idy. Allison, you're in your car right now. You're busy. I know you're just extremely busy, but thank you for taking the time to come on here. And like I tell everybody, not just to be a guest on the show, but to join a family, because that's what this show is all about. Rock the Flock artists all around the country that can come together. They talk, they follow each other, and it's just a cool thing. So thank you for being a part of this.
Absolutely. I'm so glad to be able to share on here. Thanks for having me.
And like I said, the biggest question and the hardest question of this interview is, who is Allison Idy?
It's so weird to answer that when you're the person.
It is, isn't it?
Allison Idy is a daughter of the king. Amen. An absolute mess most of the time. And loves to create, specifically songs, but I just love to create things. Honestly, that's how I describe myself.
You were born in Minnesota?
I was raised in the Twin Cities up here in the north, and I was born in a Christian family with two amazing parents. My dad and I have four other siblings. They're all way more talented than me. They're amazing. My dad was a worship artist, singer, songwriter. I was like born when this was his career, and in middle school and high school, he saw my love for writing songs and performing on stage. So he brought me out on the road and we toured together, did father-daughter shows, made some records. And then I ended up pausing all that to go play college basketball because I loved basketball and that was a dream of mine. So I ended up playing at a university up north and graduated. And then decided to release my first single ever as an artist. And my dream was to make music. Like, I loved everything that songs and writing had to do with existence. So I was like, I'm going to do this someday. And then after I released my first single, which was about 2 years ago, it ended up going viral all over the world, and everything snowballed after that up to present day, and the Lord has done some crazy things, and I'm honored to be part of it.
Isn't it crazy how you thought you were going to do one thing? You thought you were going to go off and play basketball and probably thought you'd have a career playing basketball.
No, I knew that was going to end after college.
No, I saw some of your videos playing. You hang pretty tough with the boys.
They're my favorite to play. They're not that hard to hang with. They're pretty gullible on the court. You can fake them out in anything. Now,
and then God says, well,
gotta be smart, but
we're going to move you over here, and the gifts I've given you, you're going to use them.
The Lord was kind. I'm living the dream life that I've wanted to, so I'm grateful.
Well, all right. I'll tell you about when we come back, we'll dig into that a little bit more. And I don't know if you got the message about a Bible verse to bring to the show.
I do have a Bible verse. Okay. Would you like me to now or in a second?
When we come back, we'll get into that verse, okay?
Perfect. Yep.
We'll be right back with Miss Allison Ide right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you for listening, whether you're on the airways of 89.7 WJHO or streaming online at 897WJHO.org, or if you're just scrolling past all those podcasts and you happened on this podcast called Rock the Flock and you just can't stop listening. It's contagious. It's infectious because it is all about the Lord. And that's what this show is based on. Matthew 16:18. Upon this rock, I will build my church. So anything on this show is going to be built on that foundation. And on that foundation is my guest today, Miss Allison Ide. Allison, we kind of learned a little bit about your life, your family from Minnesota, your calling to music, and we'll get into all your music here in just a minute. But as I say, behind all of that, whether you're listening and it's sports, if it's gaming, if it's music, and you love the Lord, behind it is His Word, because that is the basis to anything we do in life. What verse did you bring to the show?
The verse that often comes to my mind and is part of my testimony is 2 Corinthians 12:8-10. It's when Paul is talking about the thorn in the flesh, and like we don't necessarily know what it was, but he says, 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away, but the Lord said, my grace is sufficient and my power is made perfect through weakness. Mm. And so I take joy in my sufferings and trials and tribulations, because when I am weak, then I am strong. This verse, I remember growing up reading it, but when I was probably since age 10 all the way through college, I struggled a ton with my mental health, like an anxiety disorder, an eating disorder. It was depression in certain seasons. It was really difficult and pretty debilitating. I specifically had obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD for short, which people often think is like perfectionism, as in like everything has to be super clean, or you have to have everything in a certain order. Sometimes that's OCD, but it actually, what's internally happening is you get these really intrusive thoughts that feel real and they're really invasive. And so you create rituals outside of yourself to cope with them. It was so debilitating behind the scenes. I was often like singing on stage or like playing a sport on the court, and like those are my safe zones, but behind the scenes could barely do life. And in college, it was like at its worst, pretty rock bottom-esque. I remember though, reading this passage, 2 Corinthians, and the Lord led me to it one day. And I was like, Lord, why are you having me read this? How does this apply to me? And I was researching more about OCD, and like psychologists had learned that OCD, people who struggle with it, are oftentimes uber creative or uber intellectual. Mm-hmm. And I remember it had occurred to me, like, what had I done my whole life up to this point? Literally just create stuff, like songs, dances, writing books, literally anything. And I was like, all I ever wanted to do was create. That was it all. And I remember the Lord saying, when I try to fix my mind, it turns into OCD. But when I offer him my mind, like give his hands my mind, he turns it into creativity. Like the direct thing that was meant for evil, he flips on its head and uses for good. And so I remember in my deep like prayer being like, Lord, why don't you just strip this problem away from me? Like chip it off. I probably do more for your kingdom if you just fix this problem in my mind. And he's like, no, it is precisely through that problem that I am going to actually do what couldn't have been done before. And so that really inspired me. And the way I always return back to that passage, because I know when I'm my weakest and most fragile, my lowest, that is when Jesus is close, because his heart does not repel our mess at all. I don't know why the church keeps saying, like, acting like that and stuff. I'm like, his heart is literally a magnet to our mess. Mm-hmm. And so the messier we are, the more broken, the closer he is, and the great miracle he's about to do through the brokenness. So I don't know. That's totally what inspires me every day. It gets me out of bed.
Allison, that's great, because you live that verse. Yeah. Not only do you just bring it to the show, but you live it, and you explained why, and you explained it so well that, you know, my thing is, I tell everybody, look at everything glass half full, because we can always look glass half empty. You know, it's so easy to do that. But in our own lives, when we start looking at ourselves, we do look at our deficiencies. We do look at, well, I'm not like, why can't I be like that person? Or why am I not doing what I think I should be doing? And we get trapped in our own mind. And what a way to explain it, that, yes, Scripture tells us in our weakness, that's when God is strongest. And then he turns around, and Allison, he did it in your life. He took the thing that you wanted taken away, and he made it one of your greatest attributes. The one thing to serve him. Mm-hmm. So I just encourage anybody that's listening today. Wow. Just God bless you, Allison. 'Cause that was more than what I thought was coming from just the verse of the hour. You spoke to a lot of people today. And so if people would just take that and go to battle with it, because that's what we have to do. We have to go to battle with the Lord, and not against him. You go to battle with the Lord, and he'll take you places.
Amen.
Well, all right, Miss Allison. When we come back, we're going to have a little fun and talk about your music. Since we got so deep right there, we have to have a little fun on this show. You know, we're going to come back and talk about your music. We'll be right back with Miss Allison Ide right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. I hope you're enjoying the show. I hope you're enjoying this wonderful guest we have this week, Miss Allison Ide. Allison, we're going to talk about your music. We've got to get through this, so we're just going to jump right to it. You have a brand new song.
Yes.
Brand new song. We might have to unwrap the ribbon off this one. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yes. This song is called IDK, like the literal letters I, D, and K, which is like short for I don't know. We released it literally a week ago, less than a week ago. It has like over 200,000 streams, 400 million views on socials. It kind of took off like crazy. The irony is, I did not plan on releasing this song. Like I thought it was weird. I thought no one would relate or understand it or call it cringe or something. Like I was like, no way I'm releasing this. This stays in the archives. And then last minute, we had a whole different single set up to release. And last minute I felt, well, first I was like a little existential, like, Lord, I don't feel like the current single we're about to release is the one. but I don't want to choose the other option, which is IDK, because I'm embarrassed to choose that one. And it's literally a song about anxiety and being paralyzed and choosing anything to come. And I felt the Lord one time in my, like, it was, I was in therapy processing this out, and the Lord made it clear IDK is the song to release. And I was like, I don't want to release it. No one's going to like it. Anyways, but I was like, all right, Lord, I trust you, even though I don't want to. And then we produced it, got it ready, released the song, and literally, like, the first post we made took off, and people all over the world were like, I need this song. Like, this song speaks to me. This song, like, makes me feel seen and known. And I'm like, apparently everyone has anxiety like me. And so this song, yeah, has just taken off in a beautiful way. It's really, it's attitude. It's funky, not funky, like, it's sassy as frick, but it's great. So I'm really proud of it. It is neat to see what it's doing and how people are, like, finding their own voice in it.
Mm-hmm.
IDK.
All right. Well, why don't you intro the song for us?
Great. Like, you want me to actually?
Just go and intro the song now.
Like sing the song?
Oh, no. We'll just intro your name and the song, and we'll roll.
No.
We will roll. But if you really want to sing the song on radio, it's your show.
The way no one needs to hear me sing the song. Yes. Okay. My name is Allison Ide, and this is my new song, IDK.
It's Rock the Flock Radio. Time flies when you're having fun. And we have a super talented young woman on the show today that God has his hand on. He's blessed her. He has put something, he's given her a weakness to where he can be glorified and be strongest. And that is a powerful statement. Allison, can we go to the Lord in prayer?
You say it one more time, I missed that part.
Can we go to the Lord in prayer?
We can. You like me to pray?
I can pray unless you want to pray.
No, you totally pray and we go into prayer. That sounds
I will.
Great.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you for this guest, Lord. Thank you for this child. Lord, thank you for picking her up, Lord, and taking off with her. God, I ask you to be with her voice, Lord, to be with her pen as she writes these songs, Lord, to guide her life, Lord, to walk her to the right doors, to put angels around her, Heavenly Father, put a hedge of protection around her, and bless each and every step of her days. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Miss Allison, how can people, and I hate to say follow on this show, how can people connect with you?
I love social media. There's some toxic apps, but also it's a great outlet. And it's direct connection with the fans and people who like treasure these songs. So Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, those are the best places that I can directly connect with you. And I love hearing the testimonies of the songs and getting to like have conversation and chat. So find me there. I'll be waiting.
All right. And they need to go out and check out your new song, IDK. And that is on all streaming platforms.
Yes, sir.
All right. Miss Allison Ide on Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.